Hello, and welcome to the Jen Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are founders of Generals International, Cindy and Mike Jacobs. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Lori Crable, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yeah.
I have Cindy and Mike Jacobs with us, two of the great prophets of our day. And when you can't fly, you know, a commercial plane, you can't fly, and you can't buy groceries in some stores without, what do you call
them? A vaccination card.
I don't think the vaccine itself is the mark of the beast.
Oh, I don't either.
But
I believe it's the system set up.
Yeah, the Antichrist system. We're moving into a time as we look. We're in the end times.
Yes.
So we don't know. It could be 5 years, 1 year, 100 years. However, the whole, you know, even one thing that we met with when we, you know, as I, you know, chair of the Council of Prophets, Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, one of the words we gave is that we're in a technology revolution that is as big as the Industrial Revolution, and it's going to change everything.
Wow. Tell me, again, what you just said, only less, it's so important what you just said. Mm-hmm. And people, you've got to prepare yourself for the future.
We have a group of prophets that have met since 1999. We meet every year because we want to get a word of the Lord for our nation. And then right after that, we invite in the prophets from around the world and we get a collective word for what God's saying to the nations. But this year, we had something happen, Jim, that was just different than ever before, because some of them started prophesying about things like blockchain, the metaverse, cryptocurrency, and how these disruptive technologies are beginning to explode onto the scene.
Yes.
And my concern was the body of Christ historically has been so behind the curve when it comes to new technologies. It's my belief that when God releases a new technology, it's for the body of Christ to begin to manifest it into the kingdom of God. But if you take just television, for example, I mean, and you have modeled this, most of the body of Christ resisted television when it came out. They thought, oh, this is a tool of the devil. This has no place in the kingdom. And if it weren't for those who were prophetic visionaries, and I count you as one who said, no, this is something that God's going to use to manifest and display his kingdom in the earth, and is willing to put up with the pushback that you're going to get when you're a visionary. You did this, and that birthed Christian television, and it birthed television into what I believe God intended for it to be.
That's so true. You know that.
I know that.
The 700 Club wasn't the 700 Club until God moved. Did you know that? The 700 Club started in a telethon. People weren't supporting. We needed 700 people to give $10. $10 a month. We didn't even have 700 people giving $10, and it was going under. And I stood under the cameras, and the Lord showed me just what you're saying. Show me the future with and without Christian television. And I began to weep. You understand this, Cindy, because I started to weep as I saw the future without Christian television. It's the way millions have been saved through television, whether you like it or not.
Praise God. We meet them all the time. They'll come up to Jim and say, I was saved watching.
Oh, everywhere I go. I can go up to Alaska and I'll be checking food out or something. They say, I got saved watching your show. You know, and that is what is so important at all.
And it wasn't just PTL either. I mean, you basically birthed the entire industry.
We started that day back at that little studio when God moved, and we met the budget for the first time, and the presence of God came. He must like giving, because we met the budget, and all the phones were in there for prayer. Never before had phones been used for prayer. And that night, the Spirit of God moved in. People began to call to get saved. They'd never done that before. They'd called, they were being healed there. And the power and the presence of God came in the beginning of Christian television. And I believe God wants Christian television, I've written it down here during this show, to continue till the rapture. Amen. And that's my goal. And if I have to hang around for a few more years to make sure it happens, I'm going to stay here and have
good.
To make it happen.
Good. Praise God.
I want to see it happen. I'm trying to keep this. And that's why we want your program. We want Cindy and Mike Jacobs on the Prophets Network. And it's a network that's grown like crazy. And I want to tell you, the Prophets Network is really right at being self-contained, being able to support itself. And, you know, it's the Jim Baker Show that's on so many stations that we're just crying out to God because we built a network. The year I had a stroke, weeks after I had a stroke, we signed the papers,
yes.
Nana.
That's right, we Marcella. Did. Yes, we did.
And God is moving in a supernatural way. And this opening of television, what you're saying is so crazy right. It was a gift of God. It was a self thing from God. It wasn't from man. Nothing worked up.
People it's just like what Jesus said to Peter. He said, you didn't get that through flesh and blood.
That's right.
You got that from the Father. And that's when the prophetic
manifests. That's why people have tried to stop it. They tried to kill CBN in the beginning. People hated it in town there. You know how people are. And God said, no, don't touch mine anointed.
Amen.
And no one has been able to shut it off the
Amen.
Air.
Praise God.
Because God was in it.
Yeah. And what we're seeing technologically today, in the pandemic, there was a shift where, in addition to television, people began to learn how to communicate the gospel using video blogs and stuff like that and the whole
yes.
streaming thing.
Yes.
That's
yes.
your child.
Yes.
If you had not had the vision to start the Christian television, it's likely that we would not have today the amazing number of technological things that are allowing people to release the gospel.
Now, I'm going to prophesy something really wild, okay? And the Lord would say, now you listen to, now some of us in my generation, this is going to sound like I'm speaking Martian, okay? But the Lord would say, you're going to start accepting donations through cryptocurrency. And I am going to show you how to circumvent the systems that would try to shut you down.
Whoa!
Phew!
That's powerful.
And the Lord would say, I am going to so fund you
Jesus.
That there will not Jesus. Be lack in
Let it be.
The house. So the Lord says, you are a dreamer, but I want you to be a mega dreamer because what is going to happen in this Hall of the Prophets and what all these new things I am doing, the Lord says, I'm going to call and bring in new teams of people to the ministry that understand blockchain, the metaverse. I know some
yes.
of you are going, are you speaking
yeah.
Greek or something, Cindy?
No.
You know, but
yeah.
I'm going to, there'll be TikTok stuff that you're going to do. The Lord says you will marry social media. And Lori, and you know, I know you guys are, you know, getting conversant a little bit, but you're going to be very conversant, and you're going to do all of these. And I see that this new way of preaching the gospel is going to be such a marriage of social media. I mean, I have a friend who has like 10 million followers on TikTok, and he's leading people to the Lord by the thousands and thousands and thousands.
Wow.
But the Lord would say, I've always had you be innovators, but now you're going to see, I'm going to bring a new wave of creatives to this network.
Amen.
I'm going to bring a new wave. I see, you know, like with any ocean, the wave goes in, but the, you know, goes out, but the wave comes back in. So the Lord says there's going to be people come to you, and they are experts in these fields. So just like you trained young people on how to run cameras and how to do editing, and now they're your producers, the Lord says, I'm going to bring this new wave of creatives, and you're going to be on the crest of the wave, says the Lord. And the Lord says, you're going to teach other people how to in this technology revolution. In fact, the Lord showed us, and he said, through augmented reality, which I didn't know what that was, you know, but, you know, and Oculus and all these, if you've seen those goggles, that's augmented reality. People are, you know, doing all this looking, but, and artificial intelligence, robotics.
Yes.
And the Lord just shows me in the coming years, there's going to be a fusion that will happen, and you're going to make the leap. Listen to me, generations. And I want to speak to you and say, many of you who are out there, I'm going to give you the divine flexibility to gain great wealth. For the greatest transfer of wealth we have ever known is getting ready to come in some of this crypto technology and cryptocurrencies. And even I see people investing in artificial intelligence and robotics. And the Lord says, it is my desire that the body of Christ not be left behind.
Exactly.
As in moves before, but you are going to be thrust in the front. And there's a generation of pioneers arising, and they are going to be reformers. They're going to be such financial heavyweights that people are going to say, we want you, and we're going to take what you believe because you are a billionaire. You have such funds. And, you know, that's why, you know, I was writing this book. We were talking about Reformers Arise.
Yes, excellent.
You've been reading it.
Yeah, I have been. I love it.
Yeah. This is my new baby,
talk about it. Oh, please, Cindy.
Yeah.
I hope everybody will order it today because it's so powerful.
It just came out.
It's a great read.
Yeah. It is.
It just
I love
came
the way
out.
You're right.
Me too.
You write the story.
I do, too.
Thank you. Your prophetic strategy for bringing heaven to earth. Listen, we need revival and reformation.
Explain what that means to us all when you say reformation.
Yeah, well, reforming back to biblical worldview. Okay, the thing is, for so many of us, yes, we love the Lord's appearing. We want him to appear, but we didn't understand that we were to occupy till he comes. We didn't understand that we had any role whatsoever in government. So we didn't need to run people for office because we were going to leave at any moment. Well, we love his appearing, but yet we've got to understand that we are called to read God's world through the light of his word. We've got to know what the Bible says about everything we do. And so we are in the midst of one of the greatest reformations the world has ever seen right now. And even in America, you watch and see, there are so many young, brilliant leaders that are saying, I'm going to run for school board. I'm going to run for office.
Yes.
I mean, just like Lance has said for years, you know, our very good friend. Yeah, the Seven Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But we are seeing it manifest right before us. But the thing is, we've had revivals, right? We've had great revivals. I've been part of the Argentine revival, the Brazilian revival, the Colombian revival. Most of them last a couple of years or a decade. And then they're worse off than before because we didn't know that we had to be reformers, too. We did not know. We didn't understand. And so I want to say to you that if you want to be the kind of believer you need, and I want to say this to you, you want to survive in the coming shakings, you need to read this book.
Yes, amen.
So you'll know what to do.
That's right.
You need to understand.
Yes, call toll-free right now and order it, because at the end of the show, our lines just get so busy. So call it right now and order this new book, Reformers Arise. There has to be a reformation. There has to be something different happen, because we're still laying back too much. We've got to stand up for what God is having us to do.
I need to say something about this word.
I haven't introduced them yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. But this word, Cindy, that you just gave us is so incredible. And I'm going to tell you why. Most of us, especially my generation, your generation, you know, the baby boomer generation and older, Most of us, when we hear cryptocurrency, AI, robotics, we start like...
We turn off.
We turn off. We're just like, no, we're not into that. Like, that's the world system. And all this... But this word that you just gave us from the Lord, this is for us, for believers, that we can use these for to further the kingdom of God. Is that what...
Yeah.
I mean, part of being the head.
Yeah,
and
Lori
not the tail.
Monticella. Yeah, you know, perfect. I mean,
absolutely.
This is your generation,
this is my
right?
generation.
Yes, she talks
and
about it all the time.
And that's been my biggest heart. I'm like, Lord, how are we going to reach my generation? When you see those, we have conversations, and it's as if we don't even speak the same language. Mm-hmm. And so that's been my heart. I'm like, God, how is it that the church is going to be relevant to reach this next generation who will lead the world?
Well,
These are our next leaders of our world.
Robots. Yeah. You know, your son probably likes robots because all kids do. But robots are real. They're they're invented. Do you know most of the cars are put together now in Detroit by robots? Did you know that? You don't even care.
Yeah.
But it's true.
We're in a technology revolution.
Tell me this revolution, because I know the Industrial Revolution. Now, what are we having coming now, did you say?
Well... It's going to change the way we buy and sell. However, there is a system that is not controlled by that. You understand? And we've often thought for Christians, like, what would we do if we couldn't buy and sell? Well, it could be that God has already brought a technology that is above all of that, that we didn't understand. And so, you know... Because we're in for shakings.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, and I think the thing is, as I wrote this book, Reformers Arise, it's like we can't afford to just skate along in life anymore.
No.
You're not going to survive.
No.
I want to tell you, if you don't understand, like, what's in this book,
you're
not going to survive. You won't know what to do. You won't know how to act. You won't know, you know, because Christians, you know, we call it the culture wars. Well, no, it's the biblical war.
Yeah.
That's what
That's right.
It's the biblical
war. That's exactly it.
It's like, is this book the word of God and the creator that created the world?
Amen.
Does he know what's right and what's wrong?
That's right.
Well, we don't even know. We have bought a bill of goods many times, and even as young people. You know, I'm writing this book, and I'm thinking, I'm reading the Ten Commandments, you know, and the Ten Commandments was once the law of the day. Well, we don't have Ten Commandments anymore.
No, it used to be in the courtroom.
Yeah, I mean, you sleep with whoever you want to sleep with if you love them. Well, you know, somebody mocked me for using the word fornication and adultery. Oh, that's ridiculous. Every show you see, they're sleeping together. Why? Because they want to or because they love each other. What about the covenant? You know, so if we don't understand what is right and what's wrong, these aren't mere suggestions. You know, and so there has to be some of us that understand to become a voice, you know.
Cindy, you and Mike are a voice to this generation, and you've ministered to this ministry here in a powerful way. And everything you've ever told us, God has brought it to come to pass, and it's just pretty wild stuff too, and almost speaking into existence things that were not, you know. Almost every major city in America is on the Voice of the Prophets.
Wow.
New York City, Los Angeles, all the major cities of America there, and many of our friends are on that network that we know and believe in the prophets. And all my life, if I don't speak it out, it never happens. When I speak it out, it happens.
Yeah,
and I'm
That's
speaking
biblical.
This out.
That's biblical.
And
That's
you say,
totally.
Well, you don't have the money, or you don't have this, or you don't have equipment. That's easy with God.
Yes, that's right.
So we got to step out. Amen.
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 Cindy is a great voice to the world.
Yes.
A best-selling author of books such as Possessing the Gates of the Enemy, Women of Destiny. Oh, God, we've got to get that Bible back out.
Yes, we do.
That's the purple Bible. And it's not published now. So much good stuff is not published anymore. And we've got to publish the Word of God. And so we're going to believe God this year that that's going to be back out.
Amen. I agree.
Agree.
Even Lori helped there with all the, how many
two.
Women are help you with that Bible?
Several.
Oh, 100 and something writers.
Yeah. It was amazing, all these great women.
And then this book, Reformers Arise, the new one today.
It's exciting.
And Mike is an international speaker of spiritual dynamics of business. And this is, we need, do you know what upsets me? The church is a business, and it's not meant to be, but God wants organization, and we've got to know business. I used to be all I needed was a Hammond organ and a Bible. Now I need a Hammond organ, a Bible, and a lawyer. You know, because there's laws. I mean, they all the rules. You know, I'm sure Mike understands this more than I do, but the warfare has been in the business part of this ministry. And they're saying, you shouldn't have done this, you should do this, or you can't do this, you can't do that. And they've done everything to put me in prison again. They've done everything to destroy me, to take me off the air. And we need to be wise.
Yes. It didn't work.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I'm going to say this. If God willing, my great spirit-filled doctor wants me to have therapy for a few weeks of walking. I'm not able to walk real well, so people here will know I get help to come on the stage a little bit. I fall over and sometimes, and I'm just get up in the morning. I'm dizzy. Anybody dizzy in the morning? And I have to be careful not to fall down. But I haven't walked of any distance, and I went out and bought Lori a Christmas present and walked a little bit. I had a cane, so that's my first really walking. And so the doctor says I need to walk every day and get back. Mm-hmm. I need to get my muscles back and all. And so we're going
to
take off, and some of our friends, maybe you guys will come and help while I'm gone. But
sure,
we're going to, Lori and I are going to go walk.
Yes, we're going to go
walk. By doctor's orders.
Okay. I'll take a picture and send it to you so that I'll give you some proof that he's walking.
But we have some wonderful friends who have a place on the beach. They're loaning it free to us. You know what it costs to rent a house on the beach? Mm. It's double what it used to be. But there's no way we could have gone. But God's taking care of it, isn't it?
Yes.
None of you have seen that.
Yes,
what God's,
absolutely.
And I didn't know how I was going to go because I'm feeble. I don't want to say that.
You're not supposed to speak those names out.
I'm going
to
be strong again.
Yeah.
I feel that I'm going to restore, be restored in my strength.
Amen.
What do you feel?
Amen.
What do you feel?
Amen. Absolutely.
I feel like God wants, and I have the.
You got to be like Caleb.
Yeah.
Yep.
But this is time for a Caleb season.
It's
time for a Caleb.
And it's been a lot of warfare. Grandma died, and that, you know, things just. But you have family die. We all have family die, and that kills us. You know, we want to die with them almost. You know, at times because we love them.
Yes.
And so we go through these things, but with God, I want to tell you something. All I have left is my family and God.
Yes, amen.
And I have God's hope and faith in God. And that's why I'm still alive. That's why I want to go on.
Yes.
Amen.
I have to say something funny. I wear an iWatch, and I have the fitness app part turned on.
Yeah, I need to turn mine on.
So I got home from church Sunday. Man, I was worshiping. I was having the best time. And all of a sudden went, bing. Good job. Workout finished.
Yes.
You burned 640 calories.
Yes.
Yes. So I was like, yay.
Yes.
You know?
It's true.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're, you know, I noticed that you were looking at something there.
Great stuff in this book. Let me tell you about this book, Reformers Arise, Cindy's brand new book. First of all, so many great people have endorsed your book. And then I turned, you know, Larry Sparks, who is Destiny Image. What an amazing man. Young man of God.
Yeah,
that's what blows my
38.
mind. 38 and is like he's 88 with his wisdom, you know. And then, of course, we all know Larry. He comes here often. And then Dr. Lance Wall, now one of all of our favorites. And I love what Lance says. I mean, I can't read the whole foreword to you because Lance starts by saying, he said that most people don't read forewords, but I do. But this one is so good. But he said this right here. I often say that revival is personal. And that's so true. That's what revival is. It's personal between you and the Lord. Reformation is social. And that helped me even to understand what to be a reformer is. Everyone loves revival. And he goes on to explain something so fascinating about revival is like beautiful Rachel. And he goes, you have to get the book and read it. It's that good, that forward. Yeah. But he said, and he goes on to say, from the moment you dive into this book, be prepared to be challenged. But it's a good kind of challenge. It's a clarion call to recognize the revival and awakening. I was grateful that Lance used those two words because we hear revival, we hear awakening, even from different guests that come on. But he used both revival and awakening must produce reformers. You are holding this book because you are a reformer who is being called to arise to your greatest hour of ministry for the sake of your family, for the sake of your nation, for the sake of future generations. Reformer, arise. And that's just
this is
people.
A part of the library, the Jim Baker Library, that we send out books almost every day, and we're wanting you to be prepared. And this is a book that all you students out there, you need this one. I want you to put it in your library. It's a piece of the puzzle for your training in the last days. So I want you to do this.
Yeah, let me tell you a story. You know, I talked about revival and reformation. See, revival should produce a reformation. I talked about these people that went to Liberia to minister to the cannibals, and they were pioneer missionaries, no support, and most of them would die. Well, they went to the cannibals, and the king of the cannibals said, look, you know, you say God heals. You say he's supernatural. We have many lepers in our village. Why don't you heal a few of those or a few deaf? You know, you want us to give up our gods, but, you know, and the story goes that there was a woman who died and they laid hands on her in faith. She shook and she came back to life off. They put her in a fetish trash heap to die, you know, as a dead person. And what happened was they gave up cannibalism. They let them start schools. You know, they let them have modern medicine. Transformed. You know, so God is shaking everything that can be shaken. Yes. The devil has shaken, but in the glory shaking coming in 2022,
amen.
God is going to shake. Yes. He's going to shake us,
amen,
till we awaken.
Yes. Yes.
He's going to shake us until we wake out of our passivity, our selfishness, our lethargy. In fact, the last chapter of the book talks about Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Costly Grace.
Yes, excellent.
You know,
chapter.
You may not know who Bonhoeffer was, but you need to know.
You do.
Yeah, McTaxis' book on Bonhoeffer. I read all 600 pages.
His stuff is so powerful.
Yeah.
And they killed him.
Yeah.
In the prison.
Yeah.
In the
3 days before the liberation.
He was put in where the Jews were.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
The terrible concentration camp.
Yeah.
And yet he was writing.
Yeah.
Literally, I think.
Yeah.
Messages from heaven.
Yeah, 10,000 pages. And, you know, I think
you write a lot in this book about Bonhoeffer.
Yeah, I do.
That's one of the things
I love. Well, you know, the thing is, you know, we have had a cushy life as Americans and even those around the world. Listen, we haven't suffered very much. The Christians in Afghanistan, I pray for them daily. They're suffering. You know, there's terrible things going on. But I want to say we're in the squeeze right now. And how are we going to respond? How are we? Well, you better know how to respond. The thing is, we cannot be ignorant anymore. You know, you can't think, well, maybe next year I'll think about that or the year after that. No, there is no time. There is no time to do this. The shaking is is only going to increase. The persecution. I remember prophesying over television in Canada 20 years ago. I remember because there was a death threat on my life. They said if I went on the air that night, they were going to assassinate me. And I prophesied about the criminalization of Christianity in Canada. The pastors were going to be arrested. And they have just made laws, you know, about conversion therapy. And if a pastor should speak against that or read Romans 1, listen to this, they can go to jail. That's already happening in other nations. Don't think it can't happen in America.
Civilized nations.
Yeah, quote unquote. Canada? Canada? But I want to say to you, there is a generation that understands costly grace, yeah, that no matter what the price, we're going to preach the gospel no matter what the price.
That's right.
This is the handbook of the Creator.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
This is how God said the world has to be.
Amen.
And if it means our death, heaven isn't a punishment.
That's right.
Come on.
That's
we're so
it,
tied
people.
To the
Come
earth.
On. That's it. If wow. we really believe this book, that's the it. Word of God, that's right.
It is so powerful what they have to say today. Mm-hmm. I want you to get the book right now.
Yes.
Sue, could you come back up on stage a minute? I was going to have her open the show today with a song, just a little bit of a song for you guys.
Oh,
don't you love hearing Tammy Sue sing?
We want
yeah.
it's
the best.
We requested it.
She's the
it
best.
Actually.
Yes, they actually requested.
Tammy Sue does little short songs for me. and a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our great pianist that works here also directs the
He's
show.
He's directing the show.
So we have to figure out how to get him off the keyboard sometimes to play piano because he's really good. But Sue, do a little bit of the God of the mountain is still God in the valley, because God is going to be with us through the valleys, through the mountaintop. And this song was the one that got me out of prison, really. I mean, God just sent it into the prison. You know, Cindy, I don't know if you know, understand what God's doing when he does something like, they sent this song like every hour, every day, the month that I was getting out of prison. And that was a tough month because they changed their minds in prison. All prisoners, they don't believe in the government at all in prison. It's just like, you ain't got nothing coming is what they say in prison. And so God would put this song, McCamey's singing it.
McCamey's.
The God of the mountain is the God of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And could you just sing a little bit of this? And this, I'm giving this to Cindy and Mike. For
the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. The God of the good time is still God in the bad time. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Amen.
That's the short song.
Wow. Amen.
You know, I love that song. And Sister McCamey, I think it is. Am I saying that right? McCamey, she would just sing that and laugh. I think they've retired now. But I mean, that song just would go into my heart. The God of the mountain is still God in the valley.
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes we just have to, having done all, stand.
That's it.
That's right. And because this is time when, if you study the Revelation, you study the Bible, it's perilous times.
Perilous.
And we need to know God. Amen? We need to walk with God. Emma Stark, who was at the conference you held recently, was here on the show and said she felt like there was 3 points of agreement the prophets had. A harvest for the kingdom like none other, persecution to come against the people of God, and God wants us to build what he needs and not what we need.
That's right.
Can you comment on what
you
said?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one of the words was, of course, we talked about the era of the Holy Spirit, but one of the words was also about upgrade. And that everything, like what we talked about with this giving through cryptocurrency or whatever, you know, that's an upgrade. And that we're getting ready to get upgrades, house upgrades, prodigals coming home upgrades.
Praise God!
And you know, I think that in COVID, people have gotten kind of stuck.
Yes.
You know, you're just kind of surviving.
They are.
You know, just kind of, you know, treading water,
yes.
You know, whatever. But I want to say to you, that is not the will of God for your life.
Amen.
That is not. And so, Father, I just decree those upgrades in the name of Jesus. I decree that whatever your dreams, listen, God gave you dreams yesterday. COVID didn't negate those dreams.
That's right.
What God spoke to you before are alive and well today. And, you know, so if the persecution comes, say, yay, I'm like Jesus. You know, I remember years later, Mike, I said to you, I'm so tired of being persecuted and controversial. And you remember what you said? Maybe you don't.
It must have been really profound.
It was very profound. No, I wanted to hit him. I wanted to hit him. He said, don't think you're better than Jesus.
Oh.
You know, in other words, okay,
no,
Jesus.
No, the rest of it is, he was perfect, and they...
he was perfect, and they persecuted him.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're not getting persecuted, you're not doing anything for God. Can I say that?
Yes.
I mean, that sounds pretty bold.
Well,
you know,
true.
But you can't declare detente to Satan.
No.
And so, we're in that upgrade. Worship is the key. That's one of the big things that God gave us. And this marriage of revival and reformation, that was a huge thing. And the Lord also said he was going to purge the prophets. Ooh, we had been through a purging in 2020, 2021, and that the Lord wants to, and it was painful. It was painful. Behind the scenes, I kind of pastor the prophets around the world, and some were not happy with each other, and, you know, all these things happen, and, you know, but we got them together. And this other word was conflict among the nations, and Chuck Pierce really brought this. Conflict among nations will erupt during the spring. And, you know, God gave me a word that I actually sent into the last administration, was that there was an alliance between Russia, Iran, and China that was coming. And that China was going to militarize during the Chinese Pearl Harbor. It's COVID. The Lord, the Holy Spirit called COVID a Chinese Pearl Harbor.
I believe that.
Chinese Pearl Harbor. I can't prove it, but, you know, it was clear as a bell. And that they were going to militarize during that time. And just like Japan had felt like at the end of World War I, they had been dissed and diminished, even, in the alliance in World War I, that China has felt that we put them down through COVID and called it the Chinese COVID or whatever. But that they were going to move against Taiwan. And people say it'll never happen. Well, I'm telling you, if we do not stand for Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
The empire spirit, the empire of the sun is going to arise again. They'll take over the Korean Peninsula. They'll take over Vietnam. They'll take over Japan. Then they'll move to the Philippines. And they're just going to start advancing around the world. And by 2026, it's been prophesied, Chuck Pierce prophesied, that they'd be the economic leader in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we had better get our act together in America.
Yes.
Or we're going to be completely overtaken.
That's it.
However, if we become a sheep nation, meaning we love God, and not a goat nation, meaning we're against God, God is going to so take care of us during that time. And every other nation of the world, God is judging the nations. God is looking. I know some people don't believe that, but God is judging. God is judging states. We prophesied a shortage of supply way before this ever happened. And we said California was going to get worse and worse, and there was going to be more and more shortages in California. Everything we prophesied happened. We prophesied a virus that would come that seemingly was without cure. Well, I'm telling you, COVID is, I believe, unless God is extremely merciful, it's just going to be there like the flu, okay? It's going to just be there like the flu.
I literally heard that on the news this morning.
Oh, you
a
did?
A newscaster actually said that exact sentence.
Well, I haven't heard a newscaster say that.
I did today.
But I want to say to you that we can rise above this. So, and if we do what we should and learn to be reformers, we can turn America around.
Yes.
We can do it. There is still time. Not a lot of time, but there is still time. And in your nation, too, wherever you live, you know, God wants to massively shake, you know, Europe.
That's right. Yes.
We never dreamed Australia would become a totalitarian state almost.
Oh,
Australia.
It's unreal.
Yes, unreal. Nations can flip within months.
And that's what we've seen happen
within
with Australia.
Months. Yeah, and America.
And America.
Within
America.
Months, we could go down. Nations are destroyed in very short periods of time. You look at the Bolshevik Revolution. 5,000 card-carrying communists took over the Russian Empire. Okay? So, I mean, we got to have the fear of the Lord on our life. We got to wake up, and we've got to work while there's time. Now, you know, you say, well, this is a real happy prophecy. Well, I mean, there's going to be good things happening in 2022. And there's wonderful things happening. I mean, you know, the year of the open doors, you know, we can say all these things. But, you know, as a prophet, I can't just prophesy the good things.
No, you can't. You have to tell us the truth.
I have to say, wake up.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I mean, I've told, you know, after we listened to all the prophets, I said, well, great, who's going to want to hear this prophecy? It's like your prophecies, Jim. Who's going to want to hear those
That's
prophecies?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But God. Yeah. God can change it. And I believe if you will equip yourself, I'm telling you, that's why I labored over this book, Reformers Arise. If you will equip yourself, you are not only going to know what to do, but you're going to be one of those people that is a change agent, and you can eliminate poverty. Listen, I tell you what, there's going to be sheep areas of the nations, sheep regions, where you're going to be poverty-free zones. Where God's going to so heal families that you're going to be divorce-free zones. God is calling us to build the family altar. God has said to us, I want you worldwide to have a turnaround Tuesday. John Hamill get this word for us. Turnaround Tuesdays where people fast and pray for families. And God is going to bring family revival. There's going to be family altars. Family's going to start praying. And I prophesy over this ministry that God is going to give you an emphasis on family revival. You're going to build the family altar. And the Lord shows me that, I mean, you're going to encourage families to pray together. And you're going to see God's going to give you plans on how to build that altar and how to get the children praying with their parents and even adult children praying with families together. There is a family revival that is coming and the prodigals are going to come home.
Yeah.
And God is going to do the impossible in the midst of the shaking, in the midst of the horrible things. And the other thing the Lord said to us is worship is the key.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Wow. We keep hearing that.
The Lord said, I'm going to reveal, if you will worship me in my majesty, I am going to reveal myself as a majestic God.
Mm. Yes.
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 I believe that.
Actually, amen. The word we got, this has to do with rural areas, interesting enough.
Well, yeah,
we haven't talked
too.
On mm-hmm. unpack the context of what God said. But he said, if you will go into the rural areas and you will begin to declare my majesty in the rural areas, then I will begin to manifest mm-hmm. my majesty in the mm-hmm. rural areas. Mm-hmm. Now, when we talk about trembling, you know, usually you think
this is very rural.
Trembling is people do it from fear or they're scared or whatever. No, when God begins to reveal his majesty, and in a rural area, how does that unpack? The earth is going to begin to respond in a display of God's majesty. What does that mean? Crops are going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. The herds will increase like crazy. Even minerals and things like that will be discovered or be developed more. And really, just with the first two, there's going to be enough. If we will go in and do this, declare his majesty, there will be the ability to eliminate food poverty in the entire nation.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, will you do this? If you will do what I ask you to do, then I will begin to manifest something in a way that you have not seen.
Yeah.
So that's a real positive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And we've seen that begin to happen.
The church? I mean, isn't the church God's plan for the last days?
Yeah. And in fact, the Lord spoke to us about organic farming even.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, I've been there for years.
Yes.
I just believe in it.
And so I see all these things that there's a church in Tucson that they live in what they call a food desert in their zip code. So they're getting land, and they're going to put in organic farming. There's a place in Dallas, Texas, Bonton Farms. A Christian man moved into the area where the blacks were freed and put the freedmen were put in the worst part of Dallas with no hope. I mean, the flood zones, whatever. And he started organic farming. Now all these forgiven felons have jobs, and they're making them chefs and stuff. I want to say to you, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That is reformation. Yeah. And I want to prophesy, there's some people watching that you are going to be big into organic farming. And I prophesy that there are going to even be farmers, maybe they already are, that attach themselves to this ministry, and they're going to say, we're going to show people how to grow what they need to grow.
Wow.
In their houses, in their backyards. And it's going to be so exciting.
Wow.
You're going to love it, Jim. It's just going to revive you. It's just going to revive.
That's been my heart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're already beginning to see the seeds of this, because ultimately what we're talking about in terms of a vital component of Reformation is the body of Christ has got to have an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. And there was a testimony, we have to take a while to unpack this, but there was a farmer, I think he's in Oklahoma, and he'd been a farmer all his life. And so he's out in his fields, and he's worshiping the Lord, and the Lord starts speaking to him. And he said, I want you to plant this in that part of your field, and I want you to plant that over in that part of your field. And he started giving him instructions by the Holy Spirit on how to steward the land that God had given him.
Prophesying what crops,
so he just,
crops to plant where.
He just did what he heard the Lord telling him. And, of course, you know what you would expect is the crops just were crazy productive to the point that all of the farmers around started coming to him and saying, what are you doing that you're getting such incredible productivity with your land? He goes, I'm worshiping God on my land.
I'm growing what God says the land needs.
And he's telling me what to plant where. And they said, would you come to our farms and do that too?
Mm-hmm.
So here's part of Reformation. When you do what God tells you to do because you're in touch with the Holy Spirit, the productivity that will come out of that, and I'm not talking just about farming and ranching and things like that. Anything you set your hand to do during this season, if you're listening to the Holy Spirit, it's going to release such an incredible productivity. People will be coming to you and saying, how are you getting those results? And that will give you the opportunity to begin a testimony about the majesty of God.
Amen. Yeah,
I believe what you're saying is so important.
Yes.
People, listen to me. We have to have food. And the food system is dwindling, and it's a mess. And the floods and all the things. If you read Mega Drought, What's Coming, and watch this movie from Stephen Quayle. I don't know if you've seen this. This is unbelievable of what's happening now. The out west, the great big lakes out there are dropping
like Lake
down.
Lake Mead, Lake Powell.
Some of them have almost no water left in them. And it says the catastrophes, water wars, and nuclear war are about to ignite the greatest migration of humanity in Earth's history. This is a film by Stephen Quayle. This will wake you up. And if you can order it, we still have it, don't we?
Yes, that's right. We still have one of the documentaries available for a $45 love gift to the ministry. Or we also have a birthday special that we've put together, Dad, for an $82 love gift. You'll receive two of the documentaries, The Mega Drought by Steve Quayle.
Yeah, I want you to get this thing. Shocked me.
Yes. Absolutely.
You too, right?
It opens your eyes to everything, all in one documentary of all the headlines that we have been watching. All of a sudden, it was like the revelation in the news came to life.
We have a little bit of land left here that we can put some plants in.
Right.
when you were speaking. I was like,
somebody wants to come move here and be a farmer.
Yeah, I mean, I get the word
really
like
do.
Classic seed. I'm telling you, listen, this land is going to be reformed. This property
yes.
that is here.
I believe we have adjoining farms that are for sale that somebody needs to come and help me and buy
yeah.
them
yeah.
and farm them.
Yeah.
And the church yeah. can farm.
Yeah.
I've tried to do it. I had cattle here. I don't know if it was while I was sick, but somebody sold my cattle. I don't know.
Maybe that was survival.
I don't know.
Sold the cows.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Though people think you're crazy when you say, well, cattle is just beef without a freezer. I mean, you know, they're out there walking around and all.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, this is Reformation. We were born in a garden. We were called to steward the garden, and we've gotten so far away from that. And there were curses that came on the land, and curses came upon us. But we can break the generational curse. We can break the Genesis curse, and wealth can be released,
yes.
and land can be productive. I'm telling you, we have seen crops grow miraculously. I mean, in Texas, the cotton crops are going crazy.
Really?
This year.
Yeah, just these
places. And
in
Alaska, the sockeye salmon harvest was the greatest it had since they started keeping records in 1893.
Oh,
and
my.
The First Nations believers are there in Bristol
yeah,
Bay.
It's their
sure.
land.
You
so,
want to be where God's anointed.
He's sure.
That's where we are right here. God brought us here.
Yeah.
We
he
didn't
did.
Pick this
he
place. Really. We didn't decide to come here. By our own.
In your rural area, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, why?
We're
I'll
rural.
Tell you, I am so happy
City
being
girl.
Up here in this
rural
mountain ridge or wherever
yeah,
it is
but,
up here
but,
in
but
the hills.
I love it here.
It's
you all
for
can
legacy.
Take the big cities. You can have them because they're going to be on fire.
Hmm.
I'll say it again. New York City will be on fire one day. You don't have to believe me, but I believe with all my heart that New York is mystery Babylon. I believe it with all my heart. I believe it's the heart of business of the world, and it's going to see a great, great catastrophe happen. But I don't have to. If you want to be with us on New Year's Eve, you can get the video of the New Year's Eve. We have Emma Stark, we have Marianne Peluso, Dr. James Tan's going to be here on this, Philip Renner and the Worship Orchestra is going to be here, and God willing, I'll be here, and Tammy Sue will be having music along with the rest, so it's going to be a great day. So what does this cost?
This is for a $35 love gift to the ministry that includes shipping and handling. You'll receive many, many hours of teaching, preaching, prophetic words of what 2022 will bring for this New Year's Eve. And so that's for a donation of $35 love gift. We also have three of the DVD sets for a donation of $82 in honor of your 82nd birthday, Dad. Our $82 offers will continue this month for an $82 love gift. To the ministry, you receive three of the DVD sets of our New Year's Eve prophetic words for 2022. You can call us at 1-888-988-1588. Remember, I just want to say, go to the website, jimbakershow.com. You can see all the $82 offers that we have put together this year in honor of Dad's birthday. We want to bless you with those $82 offers. You can receive Seychelles. We have Seychelles. Yes. We have the Mega Drought DVDs. There's so many offers available at jimbakershow.com. Remember, when you order anything from the ministry, all those donations will help us to stay on the air through the Voice of the Prophets Network.
Amen.
I was going to show you some video from Kentucky from the tornadoes, and our team went down there. Our director was there. Our people were there. Pastor
Bishop Ron Wagg.
He'll be with us on the show coming up, I think, this week. But he's going to share some. It was it's amazing. It, like an atomic bomb hit.
Yeah.
Went 300 miles long tornado, wasn't it? 200 and something. And it is just devastating.
Yeah.
And God said, I didn't really do this. He said, there's a warfare in the heavenlies. And this is just the beginning. I don't want to preach my sermon before you get the tape, but I'll tell you, I want you to help us down the air. We're helping there. We're trying to get another truckload. We sent already trucks of food, toys. The kids, all their Christmas was gone. I mean, everything was gone.
We sent coats, a lot of coats.
Brand new coats.
Wait till you hear the story.
Thousands of coats.
It's incredible.
Brand new coats we sent there.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Santa Claus was there, and the kids didn't even want to go see him.
No, they wanted coats.
They ran and grabbed those coats.
Amen. Yeah.
Because it's cold. Huh. They had nothing. Their house is totally wiped out. And we were able to send them brand new coats and food, lots of food. I mean, one of the great producers of fresh food, we sent fresh food. Then there's the buckets of survival food that last 30 years. We sent that. They were out of their mind. And I have a lot of video I'd like to show you, but we'll do it this week. But I want everyone to stand with us. And if those who can give that SOS gift of $1,000 this day to help us to be able to pay the bills, to stay on the air, and to help. And we're giving a piece of that to Kentucky and to all the area where the tornadoes were.
Yes.
And sending truckloads in.
Amen.
We've already sent two truckloads.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Every little bit helps.
Yes.
Everybody, we want you to get Cindy's brand new book.
Yes.
I don't know if we gave him Lori's favorite, the Friends and Family.
We did, absolutely. For a $60 love gift, you'll receive three of the books, Reformers Arise, Your Prophetic Strategy for Bringing Heaven to Earth. And I love what you say here on Cindy on the back. This is your prophetic commissioning. And so we pray this year, 2022, we all need to know, where do we fit in God's strategy for our lives, for our communities. And so we believe that this will be a great tool for you to find how you can be commissioned into God's plan for this year. Remember, you can order one for a donation of $25 to the ministry, or our Friends and Family offer, which is three of the books for a $60 love gift, and that includes shipping and handling as well.
Our time's totally gone. We want to thank you all for being here. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast, because Cindy and Mike Jacobs will be back with a lot more meat from this book. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. The voice of the prophets is here, and it's better than ever. Join us each day for incredible updates from people like Tom Horn, Larry Hutch, Perry Stone, Rick Renner, Zach Drew, and so many more amazing teachers and guests. Enjoy powerful moments from the PTL Network archives each week and daily episodes of The Jim Baker Show. To find out if we're in your area, log into ptlnetwork.com and check our channel listings. You can also download our free PTL Television Network app on your iPhone, Android phone, Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick. And you can watch anytime online for free at ptlnetwork.com. Join us today to hear the voice of the prophets.